The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Today I'm preaching on the topic, Destroying the Forces of Stagnation. Destroying the forces of stagnation. The word destroy means to damage by attacking. Number two, destroy means to defeat. Number three, destroy means to wipe out or annihilate. If you look at Israel, on 7th October 2023, they were attacked unprovoked by Hamas. Since then, in the last few months, they have launched an attack to destroy the strongholds of Hamas in Gaza. They literally are seeking to damage anything that will help these enemy forces, as they may refer to them, from attacking them any further. Destroying, number four, means to root out. God told the prophet Jeremiah to root out, to pluck down, and to destroy. So when you root out something, we say you are destroying it. In the Hebrew, the word for destroy is abad, abad. A and bad, A-B-A-D. It means violent action that causes physical death. And in the Greek, the word is apo, as in leakage of apo, apo. It means to cast away. So if you put the Hebrew and the Greek together, it's talking about a violent action that will result in physical death and to cast away the thing completely from where you are. In the Latin, the word destroy means to overthrow, to tear down, to demolish, or to lay waste. So we have taken time to bring to the fore the meanings from various languages and root meanings, so the import will be strong to us. I'd like for us to go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. We're reading verses 6 to 8. Deuteronomy 1, verses 6 to 8. And the Lord God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mountain. And the Lord God spake unto us in Horeb, take note of Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Verse 7. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plains and in the hills and in the vale, and in the south and by the seaside, and to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, which the Lord swore unto your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give unto them and to their seed after them. The background to this story was that Israel had been going round in the wilderness for 40 years. They had been wandering in the wilderness, and this was marking the end of their 40-year career of walking in the wilderness. It means that one generation was about to pass away, and a new generation was getting ready to enter the promised land. It was at this juncture that Moses felt the need to remind the young generation that were to go in and possess the land, that their fathers in history had committed some blunders. They had made some mistakes which delayed their early access into the heritage, the promised land. So Moses narrated the history of Israel up to this stage where they were, and he began to caution them about the fact that they must not repeat the mistakes of their fathers. Israel had dwelt so long around Mount Horeb, said that it had become their comfort zone. When a person is in a comfort zone, the person is very relaxed. The person has no great aspirations. The person is not desiring to move forward. The person is not interested in progress. The person is not interested in winning and accomplishing something significant. The person just relaxes where he or she is. So it may be that such a person may not pray much. Such a person may not even study the word of God. Such a person may forsake the assembling together of the brethren. And will say that, well, this is how things are. I came to meet it. My forefathers could not change it. And this is how it will be. But we have good examples in the Bible of people who moved out of their comfort zone, and God used them tremendously to accomplish great things. Tonight I'm suggesting to you that by grace you will move out of your comfort zone, and you will see the abundance of breakthroughs that God has ahead for you. If I have any witnesses, say a big amen to the word. So Moses told them what they needed to do once they got into the land. And it was God's command that they leave Horeb. It is God's command that we leave our comfort zone. It is God's command that we make a move from where we are to a better place. Say amen. Oh, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? You are about to move because of a divine command. You will move well. You will move forward. You will progress into the future. The glory of God will fall upon you. Things will change much for the better. You will have a testimony to share, because it is God's command that you must move away from Horeb. I'll tell the next person with a high five, I'm moving away from Horeb. I'm moving away. Sometimes we need to move away from where we are, because if we stay there for too long, there'll be too many quarrels. Sometimes we need to just move away, be bold, and allow God to lead us to move into another domain and conquer the place, take the place and establish something of a business, of an enterprise, so that God will bless us and we will leave an inheritance for our children. Oh, let me hear an amen. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance, not just for his children, but for his children's children. And you who are hearing the word of God, you will leave a good inheritance. I don't know how that will come, but you will leave a good inheritance. You will leave a good name for your children. There will be such anointing in your house that it will keep blessing your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. God will move you, may change your location. Shout amen to God's glory. Something is about to change in your life. And God expects you to take a bold step. If I have any witnesses of people who want to move out of their comfort zone, can you shout amen? Will you put your hands together? Your comfort zone will not satisfy you in 10 years' time. Your comfort zone may not satisfy you in 20 years' time. Your comfort zone may not satisfy you in 30 years' time. It may be a period where you look back with regrets, God forbid. It may be a period where you find that there will be a lot of complaints around you. But those that stand on the word of God and allow the guidance of God so they move out of their comfort zone, God honors them eventually. Where were they when Moses spoke these words? I've just said it. They were in Horeb. And they were supposed to go to Canaan. What does the word Horeb mean in the Hebrew? Number one, Horeb means a place of waste. Number two, Horeb means a desert place. Number three, a land of desolation. And number four, a dried up ground. And number five, a place of barrenness. So Horeb means a place of waste. In other words, a place of ruins. If you watch television and social media, you find that one country is bombing the other. And maybe a tall building, 50 floors, 35 floors, is completely brought to the ground. It's being wasted. Bombs are being dropped in farms, and a big hollow or crater, you know, happens there. You can't use the land. Horeb means a desert, a place where things cannot grow well. It also means a place which is desolate, a place that cannot sustain its inhabitants. So people move away from there because they cannot stay there. It's not a place that you can flourish in, and it's not a place that you can prosper in. And Horeb means a dry ground. But God said that those that meditate on the word day and night, he will lead you by the rivers of water. So that whatever season, your leaves will be green and you will bear forth fruit abundantly. Your ground will not be dry. The Holy Spirit will water your ground. I say your ground will be nourished. The ground of your life will be made rich by the Spirit of God. And at the end of the day, you will see the fruitfulness of God. But the same Horeb, which was a place of waste and desolation and a place of barrenness and stagnation, that same Horeb was also called Mount Sinai. Are you surprised? And Horeb was the place where, when God wanted to meet Israel, he appeared with lightnings and thunderings, and it was the same place that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. The same place that was dry, the same place that was infertile, The same place that did not sustain its inhabitants, God chose that place to appear and be a blessing to Israel. Come on. You are about to be blessed, even in your place of Horeb. It doesn't matter the background from which you come. And it doesn't matter how difficult it is for people to prosper in your background. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is and that nobody has broken through in your background before. But when God visits your Horeb, something will change over there. So Horeb, at a stage, was called the Mount of God. I know you talk about, Jerusalem and all that. Secondly, Horeb was called the meeting place with God. It was a place that when God wanted to meet Israel, God will appear in thunderings and lightnings, and everybody will experience his presence and know that God has appeared. Number three, Horeb was a place where the presence of God was experienced. I didn't hear an amen. So Horeb was the Mount of God, one. Number two, it was a place where God chose as a meeting place with his people. And number three, Horeb was a place where there were divine revelations. I see your ground changing for the better. Oh, this should have been met with a very big amen. A lot of people talk about curses in their background, and they talk about hardships in their background. But in the same background that God knew about, he allowed you to be born in. And just like Horeb manifest both one part which is not very good and the other which is very good, we declare we use the very good to nullify the bad. From today, your family will be a blessed family. I say from today, something is about to change in your family. A trend will be positive. A trend will lead to progress. A trend will lead to advancement. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. Horeb was a place where they stagnated. And to stagnate means to come to a standstill. To come to a place where you are not moving. To come to a place where you are not advancing. To come to a place where nothing significant is happening in your life. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So you find that in stagnation, it is a state of not flowing or moving. It is also a state of lack of activity, lack of growth, and lack of development. It is also a place of dormant and lifeless place. And it's as if it's a place where there's the absence of the force of God. Did you hear what I said? There is another force which has grounded things. But the power of God is the force that makes things move. And today we are saying that that force that grounds things and does not allow them to flow or move or progress or advance, tonight that power shall be broken. Somebody may ask, Reverend, what are you saying? There was a time that Israel had to construct the temple for God. But Israel were living under captivity and in bondage. And at that time, the king that was ruling over them was King Darius. King Darius was against progress. He was an enemy of advancement. And he passed a law, he passed a decree that no Jew should attend to the temple. And according to history, for 18 years, nothing happened in the temple. There was no construction. The pillars were there. The iron rods were showing. The cement or whatever was used started peeling off. And as if maybe it became like a place where it was no longer habitable. 18 years. The decree of a king brought limitations to what the children of God could do. But after the 18 years, another king came in. And God stirred his heart and planted in his heart that the work must go on. The show must continue. The building must be completed. Glory must be given to God. Today, I want to declare to you that which King Darius established, King Cyrus came to overthrow. Tonight, we are overthrowing the works of King Darius. The decrees of yesteryear, which are fighting your uprising to the glory of God, which are fighting your promotion, we pull them down. I say we destroy them. It's warfare. I say it is warfare. You must go forward. You must enter your heritage. I see you shouting better. I see you embracing the word better. I see you by your mouth releasing the force of the power of God to change your circumstances and to change your situation and to bring about an honorable progress where you are. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Israel went to a place called Kirjath Jearim. And in Kirjath Jearim, the Ark of Covenant was there, which represents the power of God, the presence of God, the glory of God. In that place, Israel should have seen miracles. But although the presence and the power and the glory of God were there, for 19 years in Kirjath Jearim, nothing happened. There are forces that slow down progress. There are forces that bring a halt to the work of God in some families, in some communities, in some lives. But there is a force of God that clears that negative power and brings a renewed change which will lead to desirable ends. And tonight, we are here to declare that thing which brought limitation in Kirjath Jearim for 19 years, today that thing is removed. The Bible says Samuel was then their leader, and he fetched water and he poured the water in the presence of God and said, God, do something for us. Tonight, I say God would do something for you. Let God arise, that his enemies shall be scattered. Let the hand of God move, that his anointing shall work miracles. Enough is enough. Oh, you have dwelt in this mountain for too long. And tonight we are declaring that the limitation shall be removed. The stagnation shall be destroyed. Hey, if I were you, I would shout a real meaningful amen to the word of God. Something must change in your life. The power of God must move something. It was God's decree that Israel should remain in Egyptian captivity for 400 years. But there was stagnation. So 30 additional years. Imagine your life. That 30 years additionally you are a slave. 30 years. That's a lot. 30 years. Somebody could educate himself and become the president of a country. And 30 years, something has literally grounded you. Today you will arise. Today you will shake yourself. Today you will identify with the Holy Spirit. You will invite him to come to your circumstances and let something change. That man sat by the pool, is it Bethesda, for 38 years. People come and things work for them. The angel of the Lord will stir the water. Things work for them. But this man alone, by his perception, by his belief, by his attitude, things didn't work for him. 38 years of sitting at one place. Today we say no to that. You must rebel against the situation. You must be violent against the situation. Are you hearing me? If at a certain stage it looks like age is not in your favor, God can raise somebody younger in the house with the power of God to accomplish what must be accomplished. And with compassion, that person will settle you. You know, what you believe, you will get. You may not be able to fight, but David can go and fight for Jesse. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. But you must desire that you will move out. You must desire that there must be a change. You must desire that God must intervene for you. And I want to hear those who want the change to clap and shout simultaneously. Something must change. The stagnation. You cannot dream and still see yourself writing class 3 exam. We cancel that. You graduated more than 10 years ago and you find yourself still in the university lecture room. We cancel that. Can I hear an amen? When you are supposed to be seated in the king's palace and eating from the king's table, you see yourself walking in desolate grounds in dreams. Today I cancel those dreams. I annul those dreams. And I declare from today, something is going to change in your life. Oh, this prayer is going to affect everybody in your house for good. Oh, say amen, somebody. I am saying that if the devil has placed his hand against marriage in your house, that stagnation is overthrown. We overthrow it. We overthrow it. We destroy the attacks. We destroy the confusion. We destroy the satanic interferences in your relationships. And we declare enough is enough. I declare according to God's word, there shall be no barren woman in your midst, because the Bible says that if we serve the Lord with gladness, he will bless our bread and he will bless our water, and no barren woman shall be found. We destroy the power of the stagnation of barrenness. I say we destroy it. We attack it at the root. We root it out. We take it out. We destroy it. We scatter it. We call the fire of God to burn the barrenness. Release the house of God. Release the people of God in your background from any kind of curse of barrenness. We command that those that desire for the fruit of the womb, let their wombs be open. Let their wombs take seed. Those that desire, shout amen. You may not need it, but somebody in your house needs it. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. The children in your house shall not finish their education in primary school. They will rise to the top of the academic ladder. In fact, they will do far better than you and I. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Your children will live an honorable life. They will live a prosperous life, because the heritage of divine wisdom is their portion today. Everyone in your household, foolishness disappears. Wisdom enters in the name of Jesus. May the wisdom of God work in the sons, in the daughters, in the adults, in the children, in your household, in your lineage, those that are wasting their time, those that are being lazy and are not working, and the stagnation in their lives, I cast out that spirit of laziness, that spirit of begging, where they just deliberately beg and they tell all kinds of stories which are not true, and they dress to give an impression as if they are working at PNT. What do they call PNT? Post and telecommunication. No, they are not working anywhere. Now it shall come to pass that their skills will be developed. It shall come to pass that favor shall be on the household. It shall come to pass that every one person in your household shall get a good job. They shall run businesses, multi-complex businesses. For once, a multi-millionaire shall be raised from the soil of the church. If you are the one, let your amen exceed everybody else. For once, a multi-billionaire shall come from your house. If you are the one, say a better amen than before. Africa has been bedeviled with conflicts. And every time one group fights against another, and it is bringing regression, people are not going forward, they are going backwards. I spoke to somebody in Sudan, serving in the capacity as a military for peacekeeping. And I told the person that I will buy a ticket and will come and visit you. The person said, don't come. Hey! This place, I've done peacekeeping in Lebanon, in different places, but this place, don't even dream of visiting. I am praying that, and the person, that my time will be over, that I come back to peaceful Ghana. Listen to me. I am saying that that spirit that has bedeviled Africa, we cast it out. That spirit that is making Africa mark time on the world calendar, and it's as if Africa is going back. Africa, you will not go back anymore. I say, Africa, you will not go back. If your continent is also suffering regression, I prophesy into your continent by the same power of God. I declare we arrest the spirits of conflict, the spirits of bad leadership. We arrest anything that causes a brother or an ethnic group to fight another brother. We cancel sibling rivalries. We cancel community and ethnic conflict. And we declare they will not seep into the church. We will not allow it to appear. Any semblance of it, we nip it in the bud. Any semblance of it, we destroy it. We crush it. We make it small. It will not germinate. It will not grow. We declare it dies stillborn. By the power of God, shout the biggest amen, somebody. Families are being torn apart. Yesterday they were married. Today they are headed for the courts. Tomorrow it's likely that divorce will be granted. Your story will not be that story. Even if you came from a background where there was broken family, dysfunctional family, I bless your family. Oh, I said, I bless your family. So that lovely things will occur there. May your example be the best example. May there be other excellent examples around you. But may there be harmony and peace. We overthrow anything of the poverty of stagnation. Poverty too can limit you. But you will not be limited. We will break the barriers. We will destroy the opposition. We will destroy the things that have risen against us. We will build and take our mothers out of the complex family houses where there are too many quarrels, and we will settle them in a place which is glorious. If you are the one to build, shout amen. You will not rise up and wonder what you will eat. You will not rise up and feel that everything is depleted and there is nothing to be done. You will not rise up and look for coins for survival. But I am saying that may God make to happen the life that Jesus said, and I will give you life and give you more abundantly. I will give you life and give you life more abundantly. May abundant life hit you. May abundant life manifest in your life. May abundant life appear. I command that you flourish in the abundant life of Christ. May your health flourish. May your health flourish. May the pain disappear. The pain in your body, the weakness in your body, the infections in your body, the tumors in your body, may they disappear. The pain in your bone, I command healing, supernatural healing in your joints, in your bone and marrow. May your marrow produce good blood, adequate blood for your body. You will not be anemic. You will not be weak. You will not go to the grave before your time. You will live for longer. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. And you will grow with beautiful gray hairs. If you want to dye your hair, it's okay. But I say you will grow with beautiful gray hairs. Can you put your hands together and shout amen? God will bless you. He will bring respect and honor and glory. The stagnation is over. We rebel against the demonic order. We rebel against the works of the enemy. Shout, yeah! Listen to me. You won't need to borrow before you eat. Say amen. God will supply all your needs. I say all your needs. I say all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Shout yeah. Church, stagnation is a situation where something stays the same, it does not grow or develop. Stagnation is a situation where there's the loss of the force, I'm talking about the power of God, and there's no vitality. Stagnation is a situation where things have ceased to be dynamic. You see, when we say something is static, then the thing is stationary. It's not moving. But when we say something is in momentum, then it's like a ball that you have thrown and it's going. That ball has moved from zero and its movement has become dynamic. I am saying you are moving out of zero. God is planting dynamism. Today you will accomplish this for the glory of God. Tomorrow you accomplish that. The next year you will accomplish this. Things will just be happening in your life. Shout glory to God. Shout glory to God. Church, if we allow stagnation, it can affect us so much that apart from growth, it will affect our image. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody hearing me? We need to keep on moving. I like this scripture from Zephaniah. Just listen to it. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 12. It says, "And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lease." Lease is L-E-E-S. "That say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil." This was a time that, again, Israel had gone wayward and God was not happy with them. And there were some that were in stagnation. They were not doing anything. While others were doing something, they were sitting in the under trees and maybe playing ludo or draft or dam or whatever you may call it. They were probably drinking palm wine or pito or some kind of alcoholic beverage. And God didn't like it. And God says, "You know what I'll do? I will light a torch. I will light a candle and come through the city and look for them. And I will deal with them." Because they said that I, God, they don't think I will do good and they don't think I will do anything. But I will show them that I have zeal and I want to do what I want to do. It's not a blessing to stagnate. Are you hearing me? It's not a blessing to stagnate. Amen. I said it's not a blessing to stagnate. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the devil makes you sleep in a service, you are stagnating. It's a manifestation of stagnation. But we rebuke it in Jesus. I like the way you are smiling. It's like, yeah, me, as for me, I'm not sleeping. Put your hands together. See, this is how the devil steals from our children in the classroom. As soon as the math teacher comes and rises, and this is a reputable math teacher, his skills in teaching is excellent. Then he says, "Today we are going to study logarithms." And then your son starts dozing. Then when the results come and they are not going to say, "Oh, math teacher, he in catch on him, class FNK, he oh, a mali, a war, your class." Satan steals from you by just letting a wind blow over you. You have to stand and resist. You have to pray for that. Put your hands together. Clap so the thing will. I didn't hear an amen. Oh, shout amen. Shout it. Tonight we're going to pray. Before we anoint those points of contact of some of the things that you have requested for you to bring. We said some of you can bring photocopies or whatever of your certificates. You can bring terminal reports of your children if your desire is that God will sustain them. We said if you're a pastor, you can make your Bible available. If you travel a lot or desire to travel, you can make some travel documents. I don't know what you have. If you haven't got anything tonight, at least you have your Ghana card. Tell God that this Ghana card represents everything. And you want him to do these three things or these five things. And when you go back home, you anoint those things. Can I hear an amen? One of the things I will anoint will be my wallet. You joke with that. I didn't hear an amen. Somebody. Money is going to come to you. I say your financial status is going to be raised. Jobs are going to come to people. Better jobs than before. Great opportunities are going to open to people. Will you please rise with me? And we take prayer. Listen to me. Break the stagnation. Break it. Don't toy with it. Don't joke with it. Don't try to cohabit the same thing. It will frustrate you. Don't wait till a prophet tells you, "Eh, nyeshia ewa." No, he should be telling you that you come from a difficult background, but I see that in 2 weeks, a breakthrough is coming. And less than the 2 weeks, the breakthrough must arrive. Are you ready to break out of that stagnation? Because water smells when it's left to stay alone. That is when it breeds mosquitoes, because it's a good ground for the thing. This year, your income shall change. Your dwelling place shall be blessed. I know what I'm saying. When I say it's blessed, those who want a change will get a change. Say amen. When I say your dwelling place shall be changed, those who need to complete their building project shall complete it. I say your dwelling place shall change. You may acquire a second property. God is a gracious God. Are you ready to pray? You are praying for yourself. You are clearing that stuff. Something is holding something. It is true. Something is holding something. Sometimes it's a country. Sometimes it's a community. Sometimes it's a family. Sometimes it's a marriage. Sometimes it's an individual. Clear it at whatever levels you can clear. There must be some acceleration, anointing of advancement, anointing of progress, entering into your heritage and taking that which belongs to you. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and start praying. Mindoromo shilarabaki abasutaya. Ayimanduri mikaya bra shelere mamandiri bikaya. Ayumanun kaya mete yebre stelere babondo kotoyo. Ayiba tuna kaya bra stelere bakaya bra kabada. Yoba bandorabo siya bataya. Ayanarama sua kataya bre. Yoba bandorabo silere baba. Ayanda kaya bra stelere bakaya bra kabataya. Ayaba bakia baso kataya bra kabadaya. Ayanarama siya kataya. Ayanarama siya kataya. Ayanarama siya kataya. Ayanda ramasia kataya. Ayanda ramasia kataya. Ayanda ramasaya. Ayanda ramasaya. Ayanda ramasaya. Ayanda ramasaya. Ayanda ramakaya. Ayaya payano. Ayaba banarabaya. Ayaba banarabaya. Ayelere babaya. Ayuma tuataya breshtelere bekia. Ayanda Naravasia, Ayelere Bakwanga Taya, Yanakaya, 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 Yanakaya. You shall have your own. You shall have your own. You shall possess your own. You shall be blessed with your own. Yandarabasaya. We declare we refuse to be stagnated as tenants. It's time for us to possess. It's time for us to take our inheritance. It's time for us to see the glory of God. Yama manduri bikia ayende ne mesu akataya ayanda kayagbi agbato yobro selere babandiri bekaya ayala rabakaya bro stelere babandara bazia kata ayanda na makuni ni mesaya ayanda na makuni ni mesaya mayati akatua kataya yabia stelere bekia tata yabia stelere bakaya ya breke bezu akata ayemi angmata ya breke bezu akata ya bra ayamatita tu atata tata 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 ajakadia pa apanta ibaya taya ajakadili biya pa ibaya taya pandarabasa omondiri bisaya lindolo bosendele omondiri bisaya lupwa tu atata tata tata lumatundire bisaya oh your business shall not stagnate. Your trade shall not stagnate. Oh, your efforts shall not stagnate. Tonight I release you. I release you from the abyss of stagnation. I release you from the tentacles of stagnation. I release you from that demonic power of setback. We rebuke the decrees of Darius, and we embrace the favorable decree of Cyrus. Let it work for us. Let your anointing work for us. Let your power work for us. Shanna Ramasia. Ayala Ramakwa Kataya. Oh, Shanna. Tonight, if you brought documents for land, we declare, may you win the court case. May your land be secure. May God provide you with building materials. May God give you equipment that will help in the construction of the project. May that office be completed. May that store be given to you. In the name of Jesus, may you flourish in your trade. May you flourish in your business. May you have branches all over the place. The streams of income shall come from different places and be a blessing to you. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. An appointment with God on Mount Horeb. The place may have been known for desolation. Mount Horeb, which means a desert place, a desolate place, was the same place that God chose to appear to Israel, because Horeb was also called Sana, and God appeared there. His power was demonstrated. His presence was felt. His anointing, oh Yamatua, may your negative Horeb be changed to positive Horeb. Oh, may the Messiah come out of your Nazareth. May a breakthrough come out of your Nazareth. Shandere Mesua. Oyibie tuan nataya. Shabia tungata ya breke Mesua. Ayama mama tiata tatu tata. Ronosti paradasti kataya. Tonight I declare, your travel document shall be blessed. They shall not get missing. They will not be misplaced. Your travel documents shall not be destroyed. Your passport shall be preserved. Oh, Matua, I declare that if you haven't got one, it's coming. I declare that God will bless you and bless your passport. God will bless you and bless your letter of appointment. God will bless you and let your promotional letter come, and another will come. And another promotion will come. Oh, may the academic door open for you. Doors for higher learning. Doors for acquisition of skills. Matunde Rebekaya. I declare wisdom. Oh, your relationship shall work. Your relationship shall work. Your relationships are blessed. The godly relationships are blessed. There'll be peace in your home. There'll be peace in your family. I declare there'll be peace in your marriage. You will not be misled. Your steps shall be ordered by the Lord. A con man cannot deceive you. This is your year of the manifestation of your wife, of the manifestation of your husband, of the manifestation of the children. Hey, Shakata. And the grandchildren and the great grandchildren. Ayelere mesua tata. Porodosi kataya. Yababantitatua. Hey, Shabbat.
We arrest that demonic backwardness. We arrest the conflicts. We arrest the misunderstandings in our country. We arrest the election violence and the political antagonisms. We arrest the chaos and the confusion. We refuse that the nation must stagnate. Yababasia. Ayamatunataya. You are going to get contracts. Some of you in construction, you are going to get contracts, huge contracts that you will sublet to faithful and trustworthy people. Some of you are going to get contacts locally and overseas. Goods will be shipped to you. Cars of various kinds will be shipped to you. The power to settle the duty and pay the freight will be granted to you. God will give you customers, buyers who have money. Your business will prosper. It will flourish. You will not lack finances. Your bank account will be blessed. Your checkbooks will be blessed. Your savings account will be blessed. Your checking account will be blessed. Your investments are blessed. I declare in the name of Jesus, something is changing. We reject the stagnation. We reject the stagnation. We reject the demonic stagnation. Oh, we refuse to be like Israel in Samaria. We refuse to be like Israel in Samaria, besieged and surrounded by the Assyrians, said that they could not go out. We drive out the Canaanites. We drive out the Hivites. We drive out the Hittites. We drive out the Amorites. We drive out every enemy. We refuse to be hemmed in. We refuse to be demonically contained. We refuse to be limited. We refuse to be oppressed. We break out of our confines. We break out of our limitations. And we declare we burst forth with the glory of God. Excellence shall characterize what we do. This is our season. This is our day. By the power of God. Yandasaya. Oh. Sponsorship. Sponsorship to undertake trips. Sponsorship for school fees. Scholarships made available to you, to your children and children's children, to yourself as well. I bless you. May God give you a shop at a vantage point. May people notice your page on the internet and on social media. Whatever you put, oh, on the banners, may people notice it. Shandere Besaya. Ayama Matunda Taya. Oh, this year something will change. For the better and for excellence. For God's glory and for God's honor. You will have a testimony. An overwhelming testimony. And a set of testimonies. Mashundere Bekia. Your healings are established. Your deliverance are established. Your health is established. Your restoration of health is established. Your restoration of finances and progress in business are established.